Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Before I read this, let me remind you that last Friday, we touched on a few things and saw how that Adam ruled and reigned. God brought the animals to him, and he was the one who named them. If you got the authority to name something, then you have authority over that thing. How many understand? I do not show up at the birth of your grandchild and name them. Huh? Is that right? I would only have authority, Phyllis and I, to name our children. Right? When you can name something, you know, I don't even name your dog. I don't pop up at your house and go, yep, that'll be Shep. You say, hold on now, that's my dog. Right? Who names your dog? Whoever has the authority. Right? I'm just reiterating, the Lord didn't just give Adam a little trial, something on that afternoon. He gave him the authority, the Bible said, to have dominion and rule over everything in the air, everything on the surface, everything in the waters. Isn't that what he said? Yes, sir. And he so much gave it to him that Adam could give it to the devil, and he could do that because God had given it to him. He really gave him dominion. Well, we see sin ruling and reigning on everybody from Adam on through Moses. But then in the process of time, in the fulfillment of Scripture, in the right time, there was one born of a virgin. There was the man, Christ Jesus, and he walked in authority. He spoke to the winds and waves, and they obeyed him. Right? He commanded demons to shut up and come out, and they did. He commanded fevers to leave people and sickness and disease, and it did. He spoke to the fig tree, and it obeyed what he said. He walked in authority. Now, so many people have gotten a hold of that, and they say, well, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus, and he's God, and God can do that. Yes and no. He is God, but he was not doing those things as God. The Bible tells us, go read Philippians 2 sometime, said he emptied himself of his mighty weight and glory and became like other men. The Bible said God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. God doesn't need to be anointed. Right? He's the anointer. But see, Jesus had to be anointed, and after he was baptized in the river, you know, and he came up out of the water and he saw the Holy Spirit coming in a bodily shape and form as a dove. And when the anointing came on him, then we see him coming out after the temptation in the power of the Spirit. And we see people being healed and delivered. How? By the anointing and by the authority. But he's doing it as a man, not as God, as a man free from sin. Did you hear me? Somebody said, well, you know, what about us? We could never be free from sin. Oh, yes, we can. I said, oh, yes, we can. That's why the price has been paid. That's why those who receive the free gift of what? Righteousness. That's only available by the cleansing of the blood. That's the ones who know that they've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Those are the ones who will now rule and reign in this life through Jesus Christ. Oh, are you getting stirred up at least a little bit about this? I'm telling you, this is life-changing. Now, you know, I don't expect us just to get it all in one night. We're going to stay on this. We're going to camp on this, and it's going to rise up in us like a tide. Amen? And you're going to find yourself on a Tuesday afternoon saying, uh-uh, I'm not going to put up with that. No, you stop that in Jesus' name. You're going to find yourself thinking and doing things that you normally wouldn't have thought of, but you're going to begin to rule and reign in your life by the Anointed One. Jesus did, didn't he? When he saw a storm, he didn't just say, uh-oh, God has sent a tornado to teach us something. Did he? Millions of Christians believe that. What did Jesus say? peace. Be still. Who's he talking to? Is he praying? Is he asking the Father to do? No, what's he talking? Is he talking to the wind? Didn't he talk to the wind and he spoke to the water? See, that sounds completely foreign to people. Don't they think, you know, you talk to a tree? You were talking to a wave? Man, they'll haul you away for stuff like that. Who did it, though? We're not just reading about somebody that didn't know what they were talking about. Jesus spoke, didn't he? He spoke to fevers. He spoke to trees. He spoke to wind. He spoke to water. Is that right? He spoke to it, and it obeyed him. People say, well, yeah, but he's God. He did not do it as God. He did it as a man. How many remember he said in John 14, 12, 13, and 14, he said, if you believe on me, he that believes on my name, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. If he did those works as God, how could we believe that? Right? I'm not God. If he did what he did as God, how can we believe we're going to do the same works? Oh, but if he did them as a man, if he really did them as a man, and he would anoint us with the same anointing, and he would give us the same authority in his name, we can see the glorious possibility that we can rule and reign. We can walk in life like the master himself. Now that bothers some people. Most especially it bothers the devil. Because he don't want you ruling and reigning. He wants to be ruling and reigning over you. And I've had people take me to task and others. They said, well, who do you think you are? You're just trying to act just like Jesus. Amen. Well, I thought that was the plan. Didn't you? I thought that was the idea. Who else am I supposed to be acting like? Well, how did Jesus act? He ruled and he reigned. Somebody said, that's my example. I'm following in his footsteps. What would Jesus do with sickness? What would Jesus do with a problem, a storm? What would Jesus do with the devil acting up? What would he do? That's what we're supposed to do. Rule and reign in this life. Oh, glory to God. Are you excited about it a little bit? In Luke 9, though, we begin to see some changes in Jesus' ministry. Jesus has the 12 with him. And later on, he had another 70 that followed him closely, and they had a lot of people that traveled around with them in these meetings. And sometimes they'd have healing lines that lasted all day long, I guess, and ministry and people getting delivered, but they were bringing them to Jesus. But at this point, things begin to change. Look in Luke 9 and the first verse, Luke chapter 9, verse 1, I was recently reading here, and I saw this. So then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and he gave them power and authority over little devils. Huh? Weak ones. No. All devils or demons. And to cure diseases. Now, if you go back and read Matthew's account of this, Matthew 10, then it said every manner of sickness and every manner of disease. Did he authorize and empower them, give them authority and power over every unclean and evil spirit and every disease and sickness? Did he do it? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then what did they do? Well, let's keep reading. He gave them power. Everybody say he gave them power. See, he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Are you believing with me tonight? Oh, this is so important. This is so rich, so good. Believe with me now. He sent them. To do what? To preach means, you know, that word's been kicked around so much people don't, you know, it's just a religious word. Preach means to proclaim, to announce, and to tell people. So many times it says preach the gospel. What's gospel? Good news. Proclaim and announce the good news, here it says, of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. Now, we can't talk about reigning without talking about the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? That's another term and phrase that you've heard so much until people, it's just a religious concept. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is a dominion. A kingdom is where an influence extends to. You know, the dominion of the United States extends specifically over our states and our territories. That's the kingdom of the United States. Well, we don't use that kind of terminology, but wherever the United States has dominion and control, that's the kingdom of the U.S. Well, where's the kingdom of God? He said the kingdom is in you, within you. But, you know, it's over 150 times in the New Testament that the kingdom of God is referred to. I mean, Jesus talked about it so much that his disciples thought he was talking about setting up an earthly kingdom right now. That he was going to be king of. In fact, that's one reason why they were so confused when he let them take him. Because they thought he's going to set up and he's going to overthrow the Roman government and everything else. And he is. Yes. Just not right then. Amen. Right? Because Revelation tells us that there'll come a time when the kingdoms of this world shall have become the kingdoms of our Lord. Amen. And you and I are going to rule and reign with him over the whole thing. Yes. Right now we're in faith school. Hallelujah. Getting trained for the job. So we best get to learning about how to rule and reign. I mean, if you can't reign over your backyard, right? If you can't reign over your own body or your own finances, then you're not ready for to reign over whatever God's got planned for us. It's going to be big. You know that. But the kingdom of God is where God is exercising authority and his presence and his will is being done and manifested. Remember what Jesus taught the disciples to pray and us. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's next? Thy what? I mean, after reverencing the Father, the first thing he said, thy what? Thy kingdom come. What's the next phrase? See, these two are inseparable. Wherever God's kingdom is manifest, his will is being done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Delegated, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001B. That's R-1001B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.